One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Pew podcast. My name is Max Fallis. Give it up for me, goddammit. This is another episode of our wonderful bromance that is proudly sponsored by Stuffin' Things, makers of fine stuff, and of course, things. And when I say me,
who the fuck is that guy?
Well, I'm always referring to my brother-in-arms, the one and only, the BBR Bagman. Sir, how are you?
Good evening. Glad to be back for another exciting episode.
Yes, we took a week off, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you missed us. But I hope it also gave you time to catch up on other episodes, because we've got them all. And this is number 30. Congratulations to you, sir. That's right. We are doing stuff and things out here. And today's episode is titled, Who's Got Your Back? Because not only is it on brand, but we want to talk about, or I should say, I want to find out about the various advocacy groups that are out there fighting for your 2A rights in the world of law, order, government, and the Senate. So, break nice. It down. Thank you. Thank you. I do a wonderful Palpatine, actually, as you just found out. So, who's out there, you know, watching our six, man? What are we doing? And also, too, before you start, I wanted to do this episode after the last two episodes to kind of give our listeners some sort of sense of hope that it's not a one-man army out there. You're not fighting alone, ladies and gentlemen. There are people out there fighting for you, for me, and of course for the Bagman himself, as we are in this struggle for freedom.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Perfect. So the first one I'm going to lead off with, and this one is going to rustle some jimmies because there's a lot of opinions on both sides of this, but probably the longest standing and most well-known organization is the National Rifle Association, the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been accused of being the NRA standing for not real advocacy and a bunch of other things, but they are the one, the big one in the arena that every anti-gun organization says, we're going to take down the NRA. They never seem to mention any other pro-gun group. It's always, you know, we're going to stop the NRA. We're going to crush the NRA. So to me, it's worth supporting the NRA just to piss those people off. With that said, the NRA does not have a perfect record of picking pro-gun candidates or making good decisions when it comes to legislation. Historically, if you read into it, there's quite a number of circumstances where they supported things like the ban on open carry in California after the Black Panthers marched on the Capitol. And that ban was signed into effect by then Governor Ronald Reagan, who was also supposedly a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. But the bottom line is politicians be politicianing, and you can never trust them beyond what they're currently saying, if you even believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what they say they're going to do, what they've done, and what they're doing are often three different things that don't jive. So the other thing that people are new to firearms may need to understand is there's actually two separate channels within NRA. There's NRA training, which is the side I was heavily involved in and appreciated most, which is obviously dedicated to training and education. So that's the side that does all the classes, all the firearms training, the youth shoots, the competitions, all those things. And that tends to be very good. The side that people tend to argue with is NRA ILA, which is the Institute for Legislative Action. And those are the ones that are lobbying politicians and going to hearings and maybe coming up with lawsuits and those sorts of things. Sometimes they don't go our way. Most recently that I can think of, NRA basically signed off on the bump stock ban, which I don't think they should have done. I think that was a big mistake on their part. NRA has a bunch of other problems as far as PR stuff with their current president, Wayne LaPierre, who's been in office, however you want to call it, in power for a very long time. And in my opinion, is a bit of a poison pill to the organization. However, overarching, NRA is a really big ship, and it takes a long time to change a ship's direction when it's that size. So get involved. NRA does not listen to non-members. So if you're not a member of the NRA, the NRA doesn't give a shit what your opinion is when the NRA is doing things. They care more about what the members' opinions are of things. So you got to be in it to win it as far as that goes. With that said, there are also state and local chapters of the NRA. Since you're in New Jersey, that would be the ANJRPC, the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs. Good organization there in Jersey. Constantly filing lawsuits and pushing back against the litany of nonsense that goes on in New Jersey. Obviously, they're fighting an uphill battle and could use a lot more support, but they have a free newsletter you can sign up for. You can obviously join, which is only a nominal fee. And then there's also, they have, I believe it's the strike team or strike force, mm-hmm. that the permitting strike force. So if your police department or state police, depending on where your permits are being held up, is not issuing your permits in a timely fashion, you can contact them and they have a real live lawyer go after that department and give them a warning. Hey, you're in violation of the law and you need to comply with this since you are in fact law enforcement. So that can be helpful specifically when it comes to the permitting process.
Good. It's nice to have somebody to call on for help.
Sure. Since I kind of veered off into local organizations in New Jersey, but by far my favorite, Coalition of New Jersey Firearms Owners, CNJFO, mm-hmm. is another great organization. Lots of good people involved with it. Very active. They do a ton of community events. So they have barbecues in the summer. They do a hog hunt. They do a pheasant hunt. They do a clay shoot. They do youth events to bring kids out to teach them firearm safety and give them a little bit of exposure on those things. Also very good at showing up in Trenton and organizing major, major pushback on things that politicians try to do in New Jersey. They're very good. I would strongly recommend joining that organization if you're in New Jersey, on a member level, or, you know, maybe approaching them to do more if you have that kind of time. Going back to the federal level, I guess, national level, Gun Owners of America is another one that's pretty good, very vocal, takes more of a hardline stance on the Second Amendment than the National Rifle Association, where NRA tends to be a little more FUD based. Like, as they kind of lean towards the whole Second Amendment was meant for hunting stance, which is not true. But mm-hmm. GOA is much more on the shall not be infringed means shall not be infringed side of the argument. So Gun Owners of America is another good organization. I'm a member of that. Again, they do plenty of community outreach. They do all kinds of stuff. They're also, I would say, more active in the specific lawsuits that are currently going on to push back on things like the brace law or the brace rule from the ATF. It's not really a law. It's just their ruling. they fought several times to get cases overturned. They do a lot of good work. The last one that I'm going to bring up, which is probably my favorite when you look at their social media, is the Firearms Policy Coalition. FPC is also very hard line on the Second Amendment. And I would say they're the ones that are most absolutist about it. Mm-hmm. Very active as far as filing lawsuits and injunctions and anything else they can to fight for you on the legal front of your civil rights when it comes to firearms. They're the most colorful on social media. It's not uncommon to see them telling a politician, fuck you, stack up or shut up. Like, you want to come take, you want people to take guns away. Don't send the police. You come do it yourself and see what happens. Like, they really talk a lot of shit in the best way possible. And I thoroughly enjoy FPC. So I know they've got a lawsuit filed right now. I forget the name of it, but they did file suit against the ATF ruling on the braces. So they'd be a good one to join.
Yeah, I follow them
on Instagram. Financially.
I follow them on Instagram, and every three or four page or, you know, entries on my timeline is papers filed against X and X, state this, and like, they're hard at work, to be honest with you. They're hard at work. Shout out to them. It's good to see the activity or the pushback, for lack of a better term, that, you know, these guys are doing. And I hope more people are getting the knowledge, or at least becoming more aware of the stuff that's going on, because, you know, firearms issues is not something that you really see on the news, and it's not something that you get an email about. The latest bill at your local level is being talked about. Like, nobody's really talking about it because obviously they don't want resistance. So,
and you have to get actively involved in these groups. Like, NRA will send grassroots emails about what's going on and what you need to pay attention to, as will GOA, as will FPC. But they all kind of hit it with a different flavor. Mm-hmm. NRA tends to be the longstanding entrenched political machine where, and I've had NRA staffers tell me outright, like, we don't talk about what we're doing, because if we do, the people that are cooperating with us would then be exposed to their political enemies and probably wouldn't want to cooperate with us anymore. It's that deep, entrenched, dirty politics kind of stuff that's going on, that because they've been at it longer than anybody else, is the level they're playing at. To some extent, like you said, FPC does a good job of telling you what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They put it out there. They've got, in that regard, I would say, better public relations than NRA does, because NRA will talk about things after the fact. But I know for a fact, I've seen where NRA has gotten involved in things and been very quiet about it until after it was over. I've experienced that firsthand. So I don't think they're lying when they say, you know, we don't talk about certain things until it's over. But it is part of the culture war at this point, that if you're not letting people know what you're doing, it almost doesn't count.
I think part of what puts FPC out there so much is majority of their posts are rallying calls for letter submissions and email submissions and phone numbers to call to let the average Joe or Jane or whatever you want to call yourself heard. It's more to contrast the two, I would say that the NRA probably works a lot behind the scenes, behind closed doors, in the back doors.
Sure.
The shady parking garage meetings with Deep Throat, because you know, they've, like you said, they've been doing it so long to where they have their contacts, they have their quote unquote double agents, if you would, and their inside men, where FPC is signing the bat symbol up for the community to come out and the community to have their voice heard and the community to show their numbers and this community to really get involved. So that's, while both are important, one has a greater social presence because they're literally coming to your door and say, hey bro, it's time to go down and march at this rally or submit this email. Whereas I think the NRA, as you said, they've been around so long to where they're the first thing out of an anti-gun person's mouth. And right. We've all
well, I think the there's thing, another so. Element there.
Okay.
For better or worse, I think when you look at the board at NRA, I want to say the average age is somewhere in the 70s.
Ooh.
And I think FPC is a much younger crowd with a much younger kind of attitude and approach to things. Yeah. Good, bad, or indifferent, that seems to be the demographic. Now, the membership could be all over the place, right? I don't have those kinds of stats. But when you look at the staff, mm-hmm. I think that's the vibe you get. FPC, And to some extent, that younger generation is really pushing past a lot of the things that even our generation accepted, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of accepted, oh, well, if I can get a carry permit, that's good. They're the ones going, you shouldn't need a permit. You have the Second Amendment, right? Mm-hmm. And we're going, well, you know, as long as I can keep my AR-15, that seems pretty good. And they're going, no, this is bullshit. We need to overturn the NFA entirely. You shouldn't just have AR-15s. You should have full autos and SBRs and short barrel shotguns and everything else that's on there without the onerous requirements of getting a tax stamp and all that stuff. They've kind of really swung the pendulum back in the opposite direction mm-hmm. from where it was going for a long time, where we were accepting less and less and less and less and less, and they're going, no, we want it all back.
Yeah, it's good to have that youthful energy, if you would, to help the tired, overworked, overtaxed, grumpy old men. So now,
right.
Now them young whippersnappers is coming through just saying, nah, man, fuck all that bullshit, you know.
It's a beautiful thing to see. It really is, because that was kind of my argument. From the point I was in high school, I started looking at it and I was like, a lot of this just doesn't make sense. Yeah. Like it's all nonsense. And if this is what it says, why is there all this other stuff? And that's kind of the long game of the slippery slope and incrementally infringing upon your rights, is that, you know, they take a little bit and you get comfortable with that and they take a little bit more. As long as they don't take too big a bite, you almost don't catch on to what they're doing. And like I said, this younger generation has been like, nah, not yeah. one more step, not one more inch. Fuck you if you're going to try it, which I think may be a direct quote from FPC at some point.
It's the
like it's they're the so
letter.
Yeah, they're so rowdy on the internet. I love it.
That's how they start their meetings with the little gavel yeah. and then the speech. That's great.
Their anthem is fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
It's a generation, like you said,
right?
It's a generational thing, man. You got anybody else on your list?
No, unfortunately I can't speak to a lot of the other organizations out there because I don't have any firsthand experience with them.
Okay.
And there's some that I've had firsthand experience with that I'm not going to give airtime to
mm-hmm.
because I don't care for them. And rather than get into the negatives, I'm just going to let sleeping dogs lie.
I think the slogan is do your own research, see the groups in yeah. your area, see the groups in your state, and then keep widening out your scope and see who's doing what, see who's doing something you like, get involved, you know. It's
and whatever your flavor is, you can find a pro-gun group. Like if you're pro-gun and gay, there are gay pro-gun groups, right? there's Operation Blazing Sword, there's the Pink Pistols, there's a ton of stuff out there. If you're a left-wing liberal and the only thing that you support that we could kind of find common ground on is firearms, yeah, there's liberal gun organizations that you can get involved in. I'm not getting into all that. I don't know them well enough, right? But what is it you say, a lid for every pot?
There's a pot for every lid. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's always something out there. Yeah, I can think of a few that I was a member of and decided not to renew my membership because of things that went on. But yeah, if you want to blend your religion with firearms ownership, there's religious-based firearms groups. There's all kinds of things out there. Regardless of the group, what I will say is it is up to the membership to drive the group, not the other way around. So if you join, don't just join and then sit on your butt and go, oh, well, I paid my dues. I expect them to do everything for me. That's not how any of that works. So be willing to go to meetings, be willing to attend rallies if that's what you're into, be willing to make financial donations beyond just the annual membership. If you can donate time, donate time. If you can donate stuff, donate stuff. If you can donate money, donate money. But it takes all of those things to make an organization work well. So
that's my
two cents there.
Are you willing to give our listeners a discount code for joining us on this episode?
Go to stinkusa.com. That's the website for stuff and things and all their fine products. Use coupon code NEW2PEW to get 10% off site-wide. We've got some products on hand that we're working on reviews for, too. So look for that in an upcoming episode. And then the other one that we're going to put in the show notes doesn't require a coupon code, ammosquared.com for your ammunition subscription. You set up your crate, you set up your payment plan, you set up your shipping schedule. You can buy, sell, and trade ammo on there. You can do all kinds of stuff. Very handy service. And I've got a package on the way because we're going to the range again soon. Yep. How about another one? We'll throw in a third bonus one. Sure. Affiliate link for NLT Cert. So this is the Cert laser training pistol that we've used and talked about on the show before. I believe the episode was training supplements. Mm-hmm. This is a great product. Mike Wolf from Justifiable Force turned me onto this years ago, and it is a game changer for your dry fire practice. But we'll put the link in the website, and the coupon code is Black Bag Resources. Gets you a discount site wide. So if you want to get the same 110 model that I use or any of the other models that are on there, you'll get that discount site wide. So that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out the sponsors we mentioned earlier. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at new2pew@blackbagresources.com. You can check out the website, blackbagresources.com. And if you really want to go deep, you can check out the Black Bag Resources Network and become a part of the community. Thanks for listening.